This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Ben.
Derek J.
Disturbing news coming out of New Zealand, and as we learned over the last couple hours, it's not unusual for New Zealand to crack down on so-called objectionable media, which can include t-shirts, apparently. T-shirts, books, movies.
How do you censor a t-shirt?
You tell them you can't have it, and then anybody that's seen with it, they get arrested.
You get arrested if you're wearing a particular t-shirt there.
You must, right? That's like, crazy. How else can the government enforce its laws, right? I mean, that's their tool.
That's crazy to me.
That's what they do. According to, they banned books, they've banned shirts, they've banned music, they've banned movies, and there's also internet restrictions, of course, as you might imagine.
Wait, not from a 1993 law, there's not.
No, that's true.
It must be an update.
There's a whole other article about that. The government of New Zealand has a system, according to Wikipedia, for filtering website traffic to prevent internet users from accessing certain selected sites and material. While there are many types of objectionable content under New Zealand law, the filter specifically targets content depicting the sexual abuse or exploitation of children and young persons. Okay. However, as we have pointed out on this show in the past, that's how the camel's nose gets under the tent.
That's right.
Now, I think pretty much everybody looks at, the idea of child porn and says, that's despicable, that's awful, terrible, it should be banned.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, if you can ban one thing, in this case, evidence of a crime, because that's what child pornography is, sort of like the evidence of the crime of the shooting down in New Zealand. It's all just evidence of crime being committed. If you can ban one evidence of a crime, then why shouldn't you be able to ban another evidence of a different crime? And sure enough, now the news coming out that several websites are being blocked by telecommunications providers in Australia.
Wait, Australia?
Yep. The story here from 9news.com.au. They have been blocked by major Australian telcos for continuing to host footage of the Christchurch terrorist attack. Telstra on Tuesday blocked access to 4chan, 8chan, and Voat, the blog Zero Hedge, and video hosting platform LiveLeak.
Wait, is Zero Hedge is hosting the video? I've not heard. I don't know that this is true.
I don't either. I haven't been on the site.
I do not believe that to be true. So something's either wrong in the reporting or...
Maybe they linked to it. Maybe they're not hosting it, but they linked to it.
Yeah.
That's good enough for most governments.
So you...
Remember here in the U.S., they put Barrett Brown in prison for linking
That's
to
right.
things.
That's right.
So, I mean, the U.S. is better, but it ain't a whole lot better. Quote, we understand, Telstra said, quote, we understand this may inconvenience some legitimate users of these sites, but these are extreme circumstances, and we feel this is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying to do the right thing.
It's all about their feelings. We got to protect people's feelings.
Extreme circumstances require extreme measures.
Right. Extreme crackdowns on freedom.
Yeah.
Let's try and understand really where they're coming from, though, because they are trying to do the right thing, right?
I don't agree.
You don't think that
this is not the right thing.
Okay.
Censorship is not the right thing.
Right. But just setting aside the action that they're taking, mm-hmm. the intention is to do the right thing.
But what is the right thing? Can you define that, please?
What is moral? Like, what is, moral?
By whose moral compass is the question? There is no objective
I think it's immoral
right
to put
thing.
Somebody in a jail cell for sharing a video
Agreed.
On the internet.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I'm trying.
You're playing
to,
devil's advocate.
No, I'm trying to understand where these people are coming from, because really I see this in on a much smaller scale happening every day with small things in my life. Like in my city, there's a city councilor who wants to ban plastic bags and straws, and I'm like, oh man, you know, you don't get it. It's prohibition. It's not, you know, and I can't make the case that like, oh, banning a plastic bag is just as bad as caging a person for hosting a video. But it's a measure of degree.
Sure.
These people are saying, the argument is, you shouldn't do this.
So therefore, we're not going to allow you to do it.
Yeah, and then it takes a whole other leap to say, I'm going to cage you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the small difference, but it's a small distinction, but it's a big difference. If that makes sense.
Competitors Optus and Vodafone declined to name which domains they've blocked, but the same platforms also failed to load on their networks Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, beautiful.
Curiously, the ban on 4chan was lifted a few hours later.
When they got busted. That's
why. The ban was lifted.
By which ones, though?
It's not clear.
Yeah.
The ban on 4chan was lifted a few hours later. Do you think 4chan, like, came at them with, like, hackers and, like, you better not ban... Like, why would they ban them and then all of a sudden reverse decision on that? That's strange.
That is a weird one.
Vodafone said, while blocking requests normally came from the courts or law enforcement agencies, quote, this was an extreme case which we think requires an extraordinary response. Further, a spokeswoman said in a statement, quote, while there were discussions at an industry level about this issue, this is a decision Vodafone Australia came to independently.
So it wasn't the government.
That's correct.
Requesting. Not they just decided
preemptive.
On their own.
That's correct.
I think that is far beyond what should. I don't think it is moral. I don't think an internet service provider. I think if you're going to be in the business of being an internet service provider,
you shouldn't filter.
You provide a pipe. That's it. You don't get
great. Wait a minute.
If you're not required by either law or you're not receiving something from a government regulator who's saying take it down, I think it is actually immoral and unethical for you to not give me access.
Oh,
to
come
anything
on.
That I want access to. If
no
it's
way,
not
man.
Illegal.
Yeah, but legality is not the same as morality, and everyone is entitled to their own definition of morality, as you yourself said. So
I'm not equating the two, but what I'm saying is that if I am paying you as an internet service provider for access to the internet, I am not paying you to make arbitrary decisions. There's no way that's in my contract.
I hear your argument, but everyone has the right to make their own service provider.
They certainly
they
do.
They could have competition, and you could use the but one who's
I don't know that everyone has the right to make their own service provider. I think that's
they
a
may
state
not.
Monopoly.
They may not.
Yeah.
It's not a monopoly, but there's, you know,
oligopoly.
But I think this backs up your point earlier, Derek J., which is that this is new. This is, well, in this case, Australia, but they're very similar. New Zealand and Australia, this is what the people want.
These are their values.
This is right. This is this company saying that we don't think the government has been quick enough to censor, so we're going to do a better job of censoring because we know how, we have the ability, and we can, and we're going to do it because we believe this is the right thing to do, because they obviously think that that's what their customers want
them
to do, right?
In a way, I want to applaud them because I feel they are trying to do the right thing. They're looking in their hearts and saying, oh man, this is a bad thing. We can't be complicit in spreading this bad thing. Here we are. We're just as culpable. We're bringing.
Do they know
to
what
the
what they've been providing to their? I mean, they've been complicit in spreading all kinds of bad things for the last however many
like
decades.
What?
They've been the internet.
Everything.
I mean, there's
it's
a dark
the
side
internet.
To the internet, and it's always been there. And this is like the first time where maybe it's not the first time, but now all of a sudden they're concerned. You've been able to look at murder videos on the internet since day one, since
so
day
what,
one of video.
So what's different?
Well, this is public. You know, they're essentially pandering to whatever this viewpoint is that people have in New Zealand that there shouldn't, you know, these things shouldn't be allowed.
But who is it's also there's this weird, like, maternalistic, I call it the devouring mother. It's like the evil maternalistic archetype to where it's like, okay, if you say that there are customers out there who don't think that this type of stuff should be viewed or should be spread, don't put the 4chan URL into your browser. Guess what? 4chan's not coming up in your browser if you don't put the URL in there. I mean? They're not out there making decisions for other people.
So let's get into this further. There's more to the story here. Optus has a statement about why they did it. And it has to do with their opinion about what the community wants them to do.
See?
This is, they think their customers want this. 855, 450 free. You can join us here. And, of course, there's a way around it, right? Tor. There are ways around
VPN.
This. It's Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no. Not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited here. If you want to join us on the radio, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, kudos to our Discord chatters who have been providing these, excellent and horrible stories that we're sharing with you here tonight. That's where I got, I think, all of these from. We talked about the 22-year-old who was arrested for sharing the video of the shooting in New Zealand. The telcos in Australia, the major telecommunications providers, internet providers, just deciding on their own volition to just block certain websites, including 4chan, 8chan, Voat.
Vote.
Sure. Vote?
Rhymes with goat.
Vote. Okay, and what do you do there?
It's like a Reddit.
Okay, so you vote on articles.
But it's a more free, like Reddit has a lot of censorship and banning.
So it's a competitor that's more open?
Yeah.
Okay.
And their trademark thing is a goat. So
gotcha.
The vote goat.
Thank you for the correction there. So, banning these things, these stories I got from the news story show prep room on our Discord server where people just drop in stuff they think we'd want to talk about.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great source, and it's thanks to our listeners for going there and doing that. You can go to the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into that server, and you can chat with other listeners. Right now they're talking about DNS, which, of course, is a way potentially to get around these bans from the New Zealand or Australian telcos, where you can, if you kind of know what you're doing, you can get into your router, mm-hmm. and you can put in new DNS servers in there. For instance, there's OpenDNS, there's Google-provided DNS, there are other DNS providers. So normally when you, for listeners that don't really understand how the internet works, when you go to freetalklive.com, what's going on is your computer is sending a request to your DNS, the domain name service, I think is what that stands for, the provider that your internet service provider by default is offering to you. Mm-hmm. And it's basically sort of the internet's version of a phone book, yep. right? So you're looking up this name, freetalklive.com. Well, there's a number associated
the
with the name. Right, the operator's looking it up very quickly, and within an instant, they find the number, the IP address that backs that server, and then your web browser connects to that IP address, and then you get to see freetalklive.com. So what people are saying here is Telstra and Vodafone and Optus, three of the main telecommunications providers, banning 4chan and 8chan and some of these other sites. They're doing it at the DNS level because that's the only level at which they could potentially
do it.
They
could do it at the IP level.
What do you mean?
Do it at the IP level, at the IP address level.
Oh, meaning ban the IPs. Yeah.
Yeah, that if you try to get to a specific IP address, they cut off the route.
So then that would stop the alternative DNSs as well, then, in that case. Okay,
if
so they do have
how they, if that's how they were doing it.
Yeah, so we're not sure exactly what method they're using in that case.
I mean, they can certainly put a firewall on any, they can filter any IP address.
That's a good point.
Want. Yeah.
So yeah, DNS basically is the phone book, so you can change the phone book that your computers are using, but if you're passing through these telcos, then what you're saying is, Vin, they could just cut off those IPs, yeah. so even if you were able to look up the IP, you couldn't get to the IP.
Yeah, firewalls are generally IP address is going to be a firewall, and you can firewall ingress and egress, so in and out data.
Mm-hmm.
It's relatively easy.
So that could be what they're doing here, in which case VPN would be a workaround.
Yes, could be, potentially.
And also Tor, probably also a workaround, unless the Tor nodes you're exiting from are within the country of the same jurisdiction.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Because that would affect them in that case.
Yeah.
So, a little bit more here from the story. Your calls and thoughts are welcome if you want to join us. 855-450-FREE. But again, if you want to hit the Discord, go to discord.lrn.fm. Comments from these companies. Optus saying it had blocked the domains after, quote, reflecting on community expectations.
What does that mean, reflecting on community expectations?
Well, they had a board meeting, probably.
But first off, how do you even know what the community expectations will be to reflect on them? It's not like community requests, community mm-hmm. demands, community votes. It's like, oh, let's just take a guess at what the community might expect from us here.
Well, they live in the community,
so. They should know what the community expects because it's what they are requesting most from their website.
But they just said that it was an extreme case. So if it's an extreme case that requires extreme measures, how can you even gauge what the expectation will be? It's just a guess.
Well, unless they see a lot of traffic going to it, that tells me that people demand it.
That they want it?
Yeah.
So why would you cut it off?
I don't know.
See,
that would be
bad. This is where for me.
Well, we have.
I understand that you guys are saying that, like, maybe this is their culture or whatever, but I don't subscribe to that. I don't think that.
I hope you're right.
Then how do we change it? Don't you feel like
we can't? We're not there.
No, but people can hear our words, and sure. It might be time for a Liberty Kindergarten where we explain why freedom of speech is good.
Let's do that then.
So, I don't know. I don't even know where to begin. Why is it good for a web service provider to host a video that everyone agrees is horrible?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that good?
Well, as I explained earlier, information should be free, in my opinion. But I don't, not everybody has that same opinion.
But you're just saying your opinion. Why? Why is that good?
No, I think that it's not good for them to host something that everybody agrees is bad. That's not the key.
Mm.
The key is not allowing certain institutions or certain individuals to have the power to make that decision. Because value is subjective.
Yeah.
And so there will be things that everybody agrees are bad.
Sure.
And there will be things that everybody
Rate
videos. Look, the child porn situation. Yep. I don't think you're going to get somebody who you're going to be like, oh, do you think child porn should be legal? You're really not going to get anybody who's going to be like,
sure.
Yes, indeed I do. Yes, yes, sir. Not publicly, they're not.
But the problem is the slippery slope.
Exactly.
Right? So when you give a government bureaucrat the ability to restrict information, then eventually they're going to restrict information that you didn't intend them to.
Always.
That you didn't agree that they should. They've gone too far, your opinion.
Exactly.
So this starts with things that everyone agrees
Correct.
Are bad.
It starts with the unpopular.
And ends with, things that are just against the government.
That's the way
that
it's been always been explained in this country, is that freedom of speech has to be protected for the unpopular. That's why the ACLU, for instance, is historically known for, defending the free speech of Nazis. Mm-hmm. Nazis are despicable. Nobody likes them. But they have to have their free speech defended if you care about freedom of speech, because eventually they're going to come for you. Eventually they're going to decide that something you say is unpopular. Oh, we don't like you because you're gay, or we don't like you because you wear a suit, or we don't like you because whatever it would be. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but, it can happen.
So that's the argument. I think that's the crux of it.
That's the best one, I think.
Okay, you have to allow freedom for despicable things, because if you allow a restriction on freedom for despicable things, then it begins a slippery slope.
Something you think
is more
fine.
And more freedoms are restricted.
Well, it's all about who decides what is despicable.
Sure.
Or
objectionable.
Right. That's the problem.
And who should it be?
No one. Well, the
no
individual.
What about the owner of the thing?
They can do that, sure.
The owner of the thing.
If they want to take it down,
well,
if
that
the
would,
owner
that,
wants to take
that
it
down. That would be the ISP,
the telcos, right. They have the right to make this decision.
So, yes. No, I am saying that you have the right to make that decision, but
They shouldn't make that decision.
It's not their obligation to protect freedom of speech.
Exactly.
Their obligation is to run a business, and they want to satisfy what they consider to be the majority of their customers. They believe this is satisfying to their customers, this decision that they've made. Then you find this hard to believe. I'm not that surprised by it, because I agree with you, Derek. I think New Zealanders are used to censorship. This is what they've been raised with.
It was terrible.
This is their value.
There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Flooding in the Midwest is still a major concern as high water flows down the Missouri River. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says it started in her state with the highest amount of rain and snowfall in 124 years.
People in Hamburg have lost two-thirds of their town to floodwaters.
Reporter Madonna Kilpatrick-Killian in Fremont, Nebraska says farming will be affected.
This will disrupt livestock chains. This will disrupt grain. This will disrupt corn. But I don't think the farmers have been able to even get home to see the result of that damage.
In fact, the Nebraska Farm Bureau estimates farm and ranch losses could reach $1 billion. A federal jury has found that Roundup weed killer was a factor in a California man's cancer. This is the second case to go to trial over the alleged harms of the widely used chemical. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free if you want to join us here. We're talking about not just censorship, but private companies going above and beyond the level of censorship that the government is requiring them to do. Because, again, the definition of censorship tends to involve governments. These are just private companies making decisions about what content they want to allow their customers to access, specifically on the Internet. And, of course, Vin, you made the point just a few moments ago that, in your opinion, if you're running an Internet service provider, you should be providing unfiltered Internet access to the end user. The end user can filter their own experience through not going to websites that they don't want to go to.
Well, should my mobile provider be able to block the phone number? Let's say somebody's on, let's say I want to call somebody in another country, right?
Yeah.
I've got international dialing. Mm-hmm. I'm paying for an international call. Should they be able to decide, oh, no, that person is a convicted felon and we don't like them. They live in another country, and so you cannot call them. I try to call them, and they're like, oh, no, we're sorry, sir. You can't
call. That call's unauthorized.
Yeah, you can't call your friend because we don't like him for whatever he did.
Should they be able to?
They should be able to.
Should they? But they shouldn't.
Yeah, who should be able to stop them? Only the customer.
I think we're talking about something. This is different than like Facebook. It's different. It's very different. And the reason why it's different is because there's there's a government involved.
Well, you can't go right out and start a phone company.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That they've been delivered a monopoly, or at least an oligopoly. But if it's your cable company here in the States that's providing you your internet, that's a monopoly. That's a regional monopoly.
So two wrongs make a right. I mean, this is an exception. You're making an exception where you could be philosophically consistent instead. And it's more difficult, but maybe...
I'm not saying that they should be prevented from doing it, okay? Like, I get it.
You're shaming them, and that's right to do.
They're a private company.
Right.
I'm not saying there should be a law for that. I'm not saying that it should be illegal for
so
them.
So you're saying, like, as a watchdog group, you would want to sound the alarm about any company that wants to restrict phone calls or restrict the websites that you're able to visit.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's a real need for that. I think a lot of people would be happy to donate and even pay a subscription fee to be a member of an organization that was a watchdog like that.
But the thing is, it doesn't happen. I guess that's kind of my point,
right? What doesn't happen?
Is that the scenarios that we are describing, where you have in modern Western nations, this is like super unprecedented. Where you would have a popular website that's like legal. It's a legal website. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're putting up like blatantly illegal. It's not like 4chan is like blatantly hosting child porn.
No, they may not be hosting child porn, but they are allegedly violating the laws in New Zealand.
This is Australia.
The censorship. Well, I bet you there's similar laws in Australia.
But this is when it gets. But again, okay, they're violating the law, but there was no, I understand if the government came in, right? And this is where I'm saying that this is like, this is in a place that is very, that is not good, okay? Because it's like, it would be one thing if in this case, the government had come in and said, listen, you gotta block this site because it's illegal.
Right.
But these people, that didn't happen.
So you think this is even worse? Is that your point?
I think this is worse than that.
Okay. Yeah, because then they're not trying to do the right thing in violation of the law. They're actually going beyond an already restrictive law.
Exactly.
And further censoring.
Exactly.
So you think that this is even a worse action?
This is less ethical. More unethical. This is unethical behavior.
Mm.
Like, this is the equivalent of... look, you can decide that you're going to say no blacks allowed in your restaurant. I think
it's your prerogative, but it's wrong.
Yeah. I think you should look. Right. I think you should, as a black man.
Right.
I think you should have the right to do that, and I think that a restaurant should open right next to you and put you out of business.
Absolutely.
That serves the exact same food, but I believe you have a right. But I believe that you are a scumbag.
Sure.
For doing so.
And in addition to that, you're saying that it's especially difficult. It's not like starting a restaurant next door.
Exactly.
Starting an ISP.
It's impossible.
Huge monies needs to be involved in rolling out the cable and the setting up the service.
And beyond that, not just the expense, but the political connections.
Oh.
You're saying that
it's impossible. Yeah. You may as well just call it impossible for there to be competition.
I can see an argument for an exception to the philosophy in the case that there is no freedom to compete.
No, there's none. There's none.
Generally, there's very little freedom. It would be very difficult. It would be very costly. The city of Keene, for instance, here has one cable company. But the claim is that anyone who wanted to could go ahead and open up their own
cable company.
Do you think, though, wait a minute. Do you think that the company here, who you're saying is doing something worse than if the government came and shut them down, do you think that they were acting in self-defense from the government that would have come and shut them down and maybe even put them in prison for hosting these things?
No. No, because the government would have sent them a letter and they would have blocked it the same way that they're doing it. There is no risk. There is no risk.
They could have been arrested like the teenager.
No, because they're not hosting it. They're not in possession of it. They're just
allowing people to find
that's
it.
That's it, man.
Yeah. Well, that's complicit. They're complicit in.
Yeah, but until the government specific, you know, to be front running like this, because now they're second guessing the government. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So who's
and they're setting the standard. That's bad.
And at what point do they stop? And they're also not just
the thing.
They're not just
you
blocking a file.
Why would they ever stop?
They're blocking the entire site.
Yeah. Very disturbing stuff. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Communications Alliance Chief Executive John Stanton said in a statement, and I presume this is in like an industry group, Communications Alliance, sounds like maybe it's an industry. Quote, these ISPs have sought to balance community expectations to remove access to the video with the need to minimize any inconvenience that may arise from legitimate content being blocked as an unavoidable temporary consequence. So wait, is this temporary? Is that the claim? That they're going to unblock the sites later on once they feel like things have settled down?
Isn't it always temporary? Wasn't like the Patriot Act supposed to be temporary? Like these things are not
the temporary income tax.
Yeah, exactly. Once you get into the authoritarianism is always it's going to be a temporary measure. Some temporary emergency act is going to be put into place. That's how totalitarianism always begins.
Another large internet service provider, TPG, has been contacted for comment. Spokesperson for the e-safety commissioner, apparently that's a thing, said she didn't provide, quote, any direction or advice to Australian ISPs in regard to the blocking of websites, unquote.
See?
The office does not have the authority to direct ISPs to block domains, but can take action to remove content shared on Australian-hosted websites. The commissioner is encouraging social media users to report the video and any content supporting the attacks directly to the platforms. LiveLeak said in a statement it would not carry the video filmed by, quote, the psychopath who murdered 49 innocent people in New Zealand and will continue to remove it whenever it is discovered. So that backs up what I was saying
about
LiveLeak.
So why did they get blocked?
I don't know.
See?
This is somebody what I'm doesn't saying, like them. Somebody doesn't like them.
This is what I'm saying.
Because LiveLeak will post videos that are critical of governments. They
and
will.
So governments would love what these ISPs are doing. Right.
That's right.
I just feel like it's a back door. It's a back door for governments where they're like, oh, we didn't say anything. We didn't say anything.
Right.
Never mind.
It's
that,
the market in action.
Yeah. Never mind that these guys are some of the most government-regulated industries on the face of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so they
all go to the same cocktail parties and regulatory boards.
It's a revolving door.
Yeah.
It's government lawyers that stop going and working for the government, that they go and work for the ISPs, mm-hmm. then they stop working for the ISPs, then they go work for the government. It's like that's a revolving door.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us in the remaining moments, which are coming up, our number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And let's see, I had one more story related to this that we might be able to get to. About should the media name the gunman? When the discussions are happening, when they're talking about the news, should these people be given credit for taking people's lives? More coming up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free here. We can have you bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. We've been focusing tonight on media and freedom and the lack of it in a country like New Zealand. Also, Australia, not particularly friendly to freedom of speech on the internet. It's Ian Vinn and Derek J here in the studio tonight. Of course, Derek J here, courtesy of AnyPay.Global and HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Vinn, you've got your own website and your own show.
I do.
And that is VinArmani.com. Yes, Destination Unknown.
Yes, indeed. What? Every Friday.
Yeah, and it's live when you do it.
Yes.
Video.
Yes.
It's you and Dave.
Yes, Dave Butler.
And you guys cover what?
Oh, well, that's the whole thing. It's Destination Unknown. Know. So there's no we start with the topic and a full bottle of wine, and by the end we're definitely on another topic. And an empty bottle of
right.
wine. It used to be two bottles of wine, but we've cut
the
back.
More responsible version of the
show
now.
Twice as
responsible.
Yeah, we listened to the last half hour, and you know, it was two bottles.
You
of
went
wine.
Too far.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. It's a fun show. I mean, we get into obviously liberty topics, little conspiracy theory stuff, sometimes science, nature, psychology, sociology. Cryptocurrency. It's fun.
What's the reason behind having a target that you don't know what it is? Like, what is there a reason for a destination? It sounds like you're setting out to go somewhere you don't know where it is.
Well, this is how I like to look at my... So I say that I'm an anarchist, but it is an orientation, not a destination. So the idea is, like, the destination's unknown, but you want to find something to orient yourself toward. That's way more important than actually getting to the goal. Like, the goal of liberty, it's really an orientation to where it's just you can sort of ping your own activities and say, I'm oriented here, but where I end up with this orientation, like, I don't know. I don't know what the destination is. It's unknown. So it's just like we point ourselves in a direction to start out with. We start out with a topic for the evening. We point ourselves in a direction.
And where you end up.
Where we end up. And it's always been good. You know, and it always somehow comes full circle, which is pretty cool.
Check him out over at VinArmani.com. I do want to say, if you don't mind, Vin, can you let Dave in real fast on your mic, since he came all the way from Montana, and many of our listeners will remember his voice. He is Dave from Montana and a longtime listener of the show. Dave, is it your first time in New Hampshire?
Yeah, first time in New Hampshire. Rio in the house, in the Free Talk house.
Right on, brother. And
wow. It's so great to hear you behind one of those microphones now.
Yeah, get real close on the mic, and you'll sound really good for our listeners. So
not through a phone.
Right. Well, actually, Dave had upgraded his calls. He had called on Skype.
You guys gave up
Skype now.
We did, because it's garbage, unfortunately. Discord is so much better.
They change it every day.
They made it worse. What happened with Skype was Microsoft basically gutted the program and actually removed features from Skype that were useful for broadcast.
Oh,
so they made it worse, and also since Microsoft took it over, the kind of the voice quality, the audio quality, it sort of suffered. I think they cut back on whatever bandwidth budget that they had allocated to it. So we're getting you hooked up in the background. We've been working on helping Dave get on our Discord server, so hopefully we'll have him up and running on that, and then you can call us on there.
Free Talk Live could live long. Long live Free Talk Live.
Right on, brother. Hey,
what kind of stuff are you into, Dave?
I'm a ski bum.
You just follow wherever the ski slopes take you?
Dave likes cannabis.
That's not skiing.
Yeah.
A lot of people mix the two together. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, yeah, it's a good ski medicine.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
So everyone on the ski slopes is stoned?
I wouldn't say everyone is. But
okay.
If you find young people on the ski slopes, I'd say there's a good chance that, especially if they're like regular ski bum types. You know, they're basically like the surfers of skiing, essentially, as I understand it. Is that right?
I'm missing some really good spring skiing right now.
Out in Montana?
Yeah.
What, do they put, like, wheels underneath the skis?
Hmm?
So, I don't know. That's springtime skiing?
Oh, no, it's just that you don't have to bundle up. It's nice.
Oh, right. Warm. So the snow's still on the ground.
Yeah, the snow.
It hasn't gone away completely,
but it's still warm out and beautiful, and you don't have to wear the heavy jacket. They go skiing in bikinis sometimes on a nice day, you know, like 55 and stuff.
You wear bikinis?
Yeah, not babies.
They do.
The babes wear them.
So, Dave, thanks for coming in here tonight.
Yeah,
it's an absolute pleasure.
Coming out here. These guys are all right, man.
You got to hang out with Rich Paul today.
I woke up being this morning. He was a happy-go-lucky guy right
now. Yeah, normally I'm not happy if somebody wakes me up, but in this case it worked out. It was nice to see you, and I was going to get up in 10 minutes anyway. So you were my alarm clock this morning. It was all good.
Cool.
So slide that right on back over to Ben. Dave in Montana, longtime listener. Great to have people show up like that. let's go quickly to your calls and thoughts here. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. You knew we couldn't end the show without that. Sarah.
Oh, I finally got to use that Hawk cross light that they built.
Oh, you've been very excited about this. This is the light that they will put by a crosswalk to alert drivers that someone is about to cross through the crosswalk.
Oh.
So it's like a flashing light.
Good.
Basically. So you've been very excited about that.
They have one of these here in town.
They do. Yeah. Down as you're coming
very
into
effective.
Downtown Keene.
You must love it.
Well, I used it, but I only used the pedestrian refuge, the 10-foot, like a concrete. It's about 10 foot wide, and you could stand on it. I mean, it's cut out, or you could walk into it, but it's about, you know,
I gotta say, you're terrible at describing these these pedestrian protections.
What is it?
A pedestrian refuge.
It's a
bird of the street.
A pedestrian refuge. You stand in the middle.
Did you come up with that name, or is that actually like...
Wait, is she talking about an island? Are you talking about a divider island that's in between,
like, the lanes?
Yeah, that's what it's called, where a pedestrian could stand. It's a little island, but it's cut out. None of you guys understand any of this raised-up curb or any of this bicycle... None of the stuff unless you get a picture. But,
okay, I've looked it up here. A refuge island, also known as a pedestrian refuge, and colloquially known as a pork chop island, is a small section of pavement or sidewalk completely surrounded by asphalt or other road materials where pedestrians can stop before finishing crossing a road. Yeah, it's a median.
Yeah, median.
It's a raised median.
Right,
yeah.
Do you feel safe?
You know what? That is all I needed. That's all I used. So I pay attention to one side of the street, eastbound. I cross one side of the street. I stand there. I just wait until there's no.
Do you feel like you're safe standing there? Because, I mean, it's not really much of a refuge. It's just a temporary spot to stand while you find the next opening in traffic. I mean, if somebody careens over into you, it's not going to protect you from them. You know that, right?
So it is a refuge. The cars, unless you're absolutely drunk or texting or something.
Well, guess what? There are plenty of cars who are drunk and texting.
Why would a car that's not drunk and not texting hit you even if there wasn't a refuge?
Well, I mean, before that crosswalk, all you have was two yellow paint lines to stand on. And the car's going like one foot next to you and another.
I'll give it to you. The honk is noticeable. The flashing light, it definitely draws attention when that happens. I mean, Derek, you've said you thought it was particularly, you know, noteworthy.
I think they're great because I have a hard time as a driver seeing pedestrians sometimes. Yeah. You know, I'm looking for them, but sometimes it's tough. And so if they're not standing there or making themselves known, this sign does a good job.
But the word refuge, Sarah, I mean, it does have a definition. A refuge is the condition of being safe or sheltered from pursuit, danger, or trouble. And a pedestrian refuge, as you've described it, as the Internet has described it, doesn't provide any safety. It just gives you a brief moment where you can, like, look ahead of you and see where the traffic is.
Does it have, like, tall plants?
No.
Yeah, maybe it does.
I find a lot of refuge. I find it now I never have to press the button.
Well, as long as you feel safe, that's all that matters.
This is great. I'm so happy for you.
What I'm saying is that all they have to do is put a pedestrian refuge instead of the hawk light before, and people could have crossed. All they have to do is cross one side, stand in the middle, wait until the other side is clear, and across.
You know, no one has ever made crossing traffic sound so complicated as you, Sarah, and I would like to thank you for the call tonight. Did her parents not teach her how to cross the street when she was young? I mean, this was one of the first lessons. Isn't this one of the first lessons you're going to teach your kid? You got a new baby?
Congratulations. Yeah, thank you. We've already taught the 3-year-old.
Right. You look both ways and then do it again.
Yes.
Before you cross or run out and grab the ball from the road or whatever it is you're going to do. This is basic preschool level stuff here, Sarah. But thanks for the reminder, because everybody needs to know. Always look before you cross the street and do it more than once. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, you can find us at freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.